Hey everybody, Matthew Paul Tuccheroni here. As you can see, this show is taking a whole new direction. I won my court case. All of my charges have been dropped. I self-governed in the courtroom, did not hire an attorney, and there is a lot more coming out. This show is taking a whole new direction. Welcome to Jurisdiction. In this video, I'm going to show you our intro and promo to the new show. Lots of education, lots of information about common law and self-governance. I did it. I thought I was defeated. But when you step into your power, anything is possible. Anything is possible. As an American standing under public law, we have the right to assemble. So in this video, I'm going to show you the promo and the intro. I've been going through a huge transformation, as a lot of people have been going through a huge transformation on this planet. The collective energy is, to me, it's out of control right now. After the promo, I'm going to show you a 20-minute clip. I was on my friend Greg Prescott's channel in 5D. I'm going to put the description link in the I'm going to put the link in the description box below. And that is a link to his spirit chat. I put 20 minutes of the spirit chat and I gave awesome information about what it's like to govern yourself and gain control of the courtroom. So this hopefully will give you guys a little bit of an insight as to where this show is going, and hopefully an education and informational piece for you guys to learn how to self-govern. There's a lot of links that I'm going to put in the description box below. And I hope that everybody enjoys this new route on where this show is heading. Take care, everybody. Enjoy the show. Welcome. My name is Matthew Paul Tuccheroni, and I have been on a journey of self-discovery. After climbing out of the depths of the law system and playing in the murky waters of politics, I realized that we have been sold the greatest fraud and lie ever. By joining the American States Assembly and educating myself on common law, I found out that there is a solution to this lie, to this unbearable matrix that has enslaved us all. By correcting your political status and reclaiming your birthright, you will gain so much power within yourself, and I can show you how simple it is. For those who are tired of the government and the ways of the deep state, there is no other choice but to restore our great republic, and that is by joining your state assembly. To all you weary souls lost at sea, I am here, a beacon of light to guide you home to the land and soil left without a foundation under your feet, a governance your heart can't heed, and a name you can't call your own. Let freedom ring once again, and let the words life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness invigorate your soul. We the people will stand, proclaiming our rights and preserving our constitutions. We will embody our nation's greatest virtues and sanctity of our Creator. We the people reclaim our soul, our birthright, and our good name. We break the chains of tyranny and live in sovereignty, nationalism, and self-governance. The assemblies have been called to session. This is your jurisdiction.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
Thank you.
I appreciate you.
Just comply for now.
Just comply.
All right. Just comply for now.
Just comply.
Okay.
Just comply.
I will give you information if you wish to file a complaint later.
Where there is corruption, there is a need of masters. Your life has been scripted for you. The just comply and nothing will harm you narrative is nothing more than ignorance is bliss. But we are not ignorant. We are intelligent beings, worthy of abundance and capable of directing our own lives. I have refused the Kool-Aid and rebuked the lies. I choose integrity and honor. I tenaciously overcame the humility of my experience and now stand vindicated and confident that we can win. After stepping into this truth and believing in myself, all charges brought against me have been dismissed. The victors no longer write our history. The people do.
Sometimes, especially with everything going on, but
Yes, this is our peacetime flag. It hasn't been flown since the Civil War. And the flag that we're used to seeing is actually our wartime flag. As we know, there was actually no treaty in the Civil War. So technically, we've been at war for over 150 years, which would be the reasoning for all of these wars going on right now, is to keep funding what that original war on our land and soil was.
Wow.
So we haven't flown the peacetime flag since the Civil War. And the flag that we see in our courtrooms, the wartime flag with the gold fringes around it, that means we're captured at sea. And we are under admiralty and maritime law, which I believe we all in this world right now are under maritime and admiralty law. So that's why this peacetime flag, a lot of people are actually starting to fly it, because people are starting to realize that this is not the, that the flag being flown in America is not the flag that really represents civil people. So this hasn't been flown since the Civil War. So, little quick little history lesson, you know, real history.
That's thank great. You. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Matt, because I didn't even know that we had a peaceful flag.
Yeah. No, this is our civilian flag. This is like, this represents the people.
I never knew that there was never a treaty for the Civil War. There was never anything that officially.
Yeah. You can get a lot of your good history on AnnaVonWrights.com, which she's the one leading the American States Assembly, and which I'm part of. And you can get your hands on the General Assembly Handbook. It's free. It's right on her website. And you can literally read through a bunch of stuff.
It's gonna
especially
be,
with our history.
It's going to be fascinating to see at some point, whether it's through the Akashic Records or at that point where history is rewritten to actually show the truth, what the real history is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most certainly.
Back to the history of creation.
Rhiannon was doing history. She was studying history. And in the end, she gave up because once she started realizing all of this crap, she thought, what's the point? It's going to be a complete waste of time.
Yeah.
Because this isn't real history. So.
Hi, I'm Fox San Antonio's Jessica Headley.
And I'm Ryan Wolf.
Our greatest responsibility is to serve our Treasure Valley communities,
the El Paso, Las Cruces communities,
Eastern Iowa communities,
Mid-Michigan communities.
We are extremely proud of the quality, balanced journalism that CBS 4 News produces.
But
we are concerned about troubling and irresponsible one-sided news stories plaguing our country.
The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media. More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first.
The sharing of biased and
false news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media
Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think, and this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
You know, with Red October on us right now, what more can we expect?
Oh,
I've got disclosure on my ticket. I don't know what you guys have got on yours.
Nice.
Disclosure is what I got on mine. And disclosure is not going to be pretty.
No, there's a lot more disclosure, and it's not just going to be Facebook and everything. Our court systems are failing right now as we speak. So that, to me, the justice system falling needs to go first.
The medical,
the medical as well. Everything
that starts all the way up with the Supreme Court. They've been bought out.
Yeah, Soros.
They're falling too. They're crumbling.
They should have investigated the whole election fraud BS, and they opted not to.
It's coming out because the municipal and the territorial courts right now in the U.S. are starting to crumble because there is no funding left. And that's what's happening. I'm involved in my court case, talk about driving, for driving with my sovereign plates on. And I'm actually winning my case now. I freaking tore up that courtroom. And I think we're on our way to a dismissal. I think the judge is like looking at the prosecution like he knows his stuff. This is going to go to the Supreme Court. There's just, you can tell the way I handled it in the courtroom, they are scared. They're scared of people claiming their sovereignty right now, because that's actually what needs to happen. And so as soon as I win my case, I'm taking it to the Supreme Court level, because to answer your question about driving, you don't need a license or anything. It's in the Black's Law Dictionary, which is the dictionary that the Supreme Court follows, which is the highest court in our land. It literally states in there that licensing to drive is only to conduct trafficking for commerce.
Yes.
So they have us in their system because we're trafficking their commerce. Trafficking. It's all has to do with human trafficking. It's all a cover up to cover up their trafficking. That's all this is.
But we need a test. You can't just get behind a wheel and drive, can you? That's not what you're saying, is it?
Oh, well, no, of course not. But like following and going back to like the laws, like law stands for land, air, and water. And right now we are not in the land jurisdiction. We're in the air and water jurisdiction that they have us trapped in. So I don't like law either, Allie. Like that, there's a difference between lawfulness and legal. Legal is the de facto government, which is what they have us under. As a lawful citizen, we're sovereign. And pretty much what the American nationals follow is our basic, I'm not getting religious here, but like just your basic 10 commandments, which is what our Bill of Rights in the US is based off of. And that's just don't hurt anybody. Don't cheat, don't steal from anybody, love thy neighbor. Like if we can just go back to these basic principles, we're good. That's it.
Are you documenting your whole experience with the courtroom situation?
Yeah, say that again, Greg.
Are you documenting this entire experience with your courtroom situation?
Yeah, so I've had I've had witnesses come in with me. And I think the next court case, Nicole's done, she did a podcast with me a few months ago when I got arrested. And so that part's documented. I'm pulling together the body cam footage and everything of the officer battering me and all that. And I'm going to put it together. I really just want to have a strong case before I start kind of going public on my channel more about it. But I want to make sure I'm in a good position before I start flapping my mouth. And I think I'll be in a very good position soon. I got the judge for the next hearing to allow me to do it via Zoom, because I told him that coming down to the courthouse is a waste of my time. And he literally is like, well, you can do it from Zoom then. So
you can record that.
I can record that, and I'm going to have my GoPro in the background and probably link it live to YouTube and have that going live behind me as well. So I haven't decided.
Will they let you? You're in England, they won't.
Well,
I was in a court case and they wouldn't let me record. They stated that it would be illegal to record the session that I was on. And that's a telephone call. They literally said we wasn't allowed to. It was illegal. Is it different in the USA?
Yeah, they can probably do that, but technically, just like how I have any other way around this crappy law system, there's got to be a way around it.
Yeah,
definitely. Done on Zoom. That you're not bringing a recording device literally into the courtroom if it's done on Zoom. No.
And I know the judge, I believe the judge is a constitutional judge because boy, oh boy, did he let me have the floor more than that prosecutor did. She didn't even show up to the courthouse. She had to do it via Zoom. That's how scared they are. I started sending in letters. I put them on notice. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have the presidential seal as well from this guy, Kirkland, who's actually helped many. I'm not going to name anybody, but certain figures that it's trying to help our country has helped that individual with their paperwork as well. So
when I'm telling you what, man, I'm just feeling this. And I think you feel it too. When you look back at your life review, this is why you're here. What you're doing right now, this is huge. Yeah. You're going to help thousands, hopefully, of people with your experience.
Showing them how
to beat the court system.
Yep. I really, that's my goal. It's not about me. It's about getting this out there because we need other people to do this too, because this is what bringing down the house is. Yeah. This is bringing down the matrix. We're essentially able now as spiritual beings at this level that we're at, we're able to go in and out of this matrix. We're able to see things. We're able to claim our sovereignty at the same time. That's what happened in the movie, The Matrix. They were free and they would go back to their own sovereignty and their own hideout and everything, but they would have to go into the matrix. Why? Because it needed to fully crumble. So people like us, I essentially say we're that team in the matrix. We're in and out and we have to do that in order to dismantle it. So I really hope that this wasn't an illusion. What I saw at my last court hearing, I really hope that this was it breaking down and that way me heading into the right direction so I can help others. That's essentially why I want to win. I mean, I want to help others. This needs to get out there. It's so easy when you get in that courtroom and you have that confidence. It's really not hard to fight with those people. And that's what they want. It's all theatrics. I mean, I was so in there and I was telling that judge, like, I am innocent. I'm going to show you. I mean, when the bailiff dropped off the prosecution's motion to strike against my motion, I looked at it and one, he said, did you read her motion to strike against your motion of dismissal? And I said, no, I never got that, which I did. I'm just playing the game. I'm like, no, never got that. And he said, all right, prosecution, read it to him, please. She read it to me. And then he goes, did you get that? And I go, huh? He goes, did you get that? And I said, what? He goes, do you understand? And I said, no, I don't understand. And I wasn't listening, Your Honor. And I honestly gained the respect from the judge.
Yeah, because you did not stand under him. You were
exactly. You never say, yep, you never say, I understand. You're never standing under them. Mm-hmm. No one stands over me.
No.
And I stand on my own two feet on this soil that Creator made for us. And that's about it.
That was a trick.
I stand on my own two feet. Yep.
And I'll tell you what, once you get this down, if you put it into word form along with videos, I'll publish it on N5D and we'll get that out to as many people as we can.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I could even start sending you some things too right now, Greg. I mean, I can even send you the file for the body cam footage so you can see at least what the cop did. It's crazy, Greg. It's absolutely crazy.
I'll help you however we can get this out there to as many people.
Yeah.
However, another thing that we seriously need to become aware of is all of the word spells, like understand is someone standing above you, or bless you, be less than you.
Be less, bless. I've heard that one too. Yeah.
I didn't
bless you.
There are a lot of them. And one of the things that we got to start doing is changing the language that we use.
Yeah, spelling is spelling, casting spells.
Yeah, there is a reason why it's called spell. Yeah, spelling. Yeah.
Then honestly, I've been able to use my words and the way I communicate before I became aware that I was able to do it. I realized that I actually could do that. So I'm very, very conscious about how I use my words when I converse with other people, because I don't want to put a spell on another human being.
Me either. It's not my way either. Not really. But yeah, we can unaware, because we are so indoctrinated that we can be unaware of it and do a lot of harm, actually.
Definitely.
This all comes in line too with what we were talking about earlier, how things can't get rebuilt. They just have to be replaced. This is a replacement. This isn't a rebuilding of anything. It's like saying screw you to maritime law. We're not going to live under that crap anymore.
No, I'm not. I'm not anyone's property or I'm not anyone's property. So
me either.
Astro Geek in chat said television. That's another good one about spells. Tell
live vision.
Yeah.
The last time I got really, really angry was when I became aware of the thing with our birth certificates and realizing that I had actually done that to my kids. No, to my children. Because my children are not animals.
They're saying here in the United States that everyone's birth certificate's worth over $1 million each, easily at least $1 million. I'm hearing more around 10 million. And that
it's global.
Every day on the New York Stock Exchange.
It's global. It's not it's not only in the States.
Okay.
It's global. So
that 10 million, Greg, that's just the inflation, man. That's all that is.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what's crazy is because we've been left with this money from our country from our forefathers as well. And they intended it to help and prosper the entire planet and maritime law people knew this. You know, King George knew this. The Roman Empire didn't fall until 1801. People really don't realize that. And they morph into, you know, another entity, whether it's joining with the British Empire or the Pope or whatever. And it's just like we've just been lied to for so many years that like enough's enough. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of like what I showed to the judge. I'm like, I've had enough. You know, the bailiff put the paper on the desk and I said, I've seen enough. And I flicked it right off the desk onto the floor. And I looked at the judge and they stopped, like the clerk was like doing this. And I go, I'll get that, Your Honor. But you got to have fun too while you're in there, because they want you to put on a show, because that's what they're doing.
When this whole system gets recreated, I hope that your story makes it into a made for TV special. That everybody can. Yeah. So we can see that typewriter flying or the stenographer thing, whatever that thing was. Yeah.
I mean, when you're in it though, Greg, like I thought I did a bad job. And then I get out of court and my two witnesses that were there, they were like,
you nailed it.
You blew that out of the water. And I'm like, I did. And you just don't know while you're in it. You're in it.
Right. Second guessing yourself. Yeah.
Yep. Second guessing all that, you know, but yeah, this maritime law that we've been under and everything, it's just enough's enough.
Hey, Matthew,
Yes.
Thank you for what you're doing for humanity.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Yeah, it's a lonely job. You're like, thank you guys. It gets lonely. It's not easy. People don't understand. People don't want to talk to you anymore. They think you're a troublemaker. You know,
we do. We want to talk to you. And it's a lonely job for all of us.
We're all troublemakers in that.
Yeah, honestly, I know.
Honestly, Matthew, I am. I'm hearing your story. I'm really glad that I didn't choose that mission, because I am one of the rebuilders. I've known that for a long time. And one of the things I realized within the last 6 months is that I've actually been using my gifts all of my life unconsciously. So now that I'm trying to figure out which is me and which is coming from source, it's challenging for me to figure out which is which.
It's so, all you. It's all you, tomato, tomato. It's all you. It's just, you know, it's like...
It's different aspects of me. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we get to know ourselves and our powers and our abilities much, much better now. And it's going like, whoo, it's going fast, very fast. And I call it transmutation. And I'm not the only one. But that word came into my mind. And then I started seeing it so many places.
Yeah.
And so it's more like a... changing something from to a better version.
It's the same thing. At first I called my journey a healing journey, and then I reached a point where that didn't resonate with me anymore, and then it became a transformational journey, because I'm actually transforming into who I was always supposed to be.
I'm seeing support in the chat room for you too, Matthew. So you know, you have a lot of people on your side.
Awesome. Thank you guys. I appreciate the support. I really do. Thank you.
Yeah, much love to you, Matt. And
definitely.
And I send energy to you being able to win this and make the difference that you want to make. Because, you know, like I said, we all got our cross to bear or whatever the hell you want to call it. And it's all about bringing the love, folks, really, when it gets right down to it. Just bring the love and get into the flow, and it'll all turn out great.
You know what? Let's wrap it up on that note. That's a perfect note to wrap, because we got deep and heavy into a lot of stuff today, and let's end it on a really high note like that. That's a perfect note to end it on. I love you guys. And thank you, everyone that joined us in the chat room, everyone who's watching this on the recorded version. We're all behind you, Matthew. And I look forward to helping you out and getting this stuff up on the internet to as many people as possible through N5D. So stay in touch, and we'll...
Definitely, Greg. Look, I believe I have your email, so look out for an email. We'll be talking. I've been wanting to talk to you for a while, but...
Yeah.
We'll be good. Like, thanks. Thanks, guys.
Matthew, share your YouTube channel in the chat. We can support you.
Okay. Yes. I'll send something right now. It's just my name, Matthew Paul Tuccheroni, but I'll send a chat right now. So thank you.
Awesome. So on that note, I want to thank everyone for joining us live in the YouTube chat here in Zoom. Once again, it takes a little courage to get up and get your face out there. And I appreciate all of you that have done that. To everyone watching on the recorded version as well. So until the next time, I'm Greg from N5D, and I'm sending you all infinite love and light. Namaste, everyone.
Namaste. Much love, guys. Thank you.
Much love.